Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Encounters with God by Dr. William Dorrance reveals the significance and purpose of human life through Dr. Dorrance's mystical experiences, the more extraordinary experiences and ability of others, along with relevant scientific research. Among the topics he writes about, why and how God communicates with humanity, why bad things happen to good people, evidence for God, souls, and the afterlife. One viewer says, encounters with God, learning what science and Christianity ignores, is an eye-opening experience. Dr. Dorrance grew up in San Diego, graduated from UC Berkeley School of Optometry in 1967. After 40 years as a self-employed optometrist, he retired in 2011. In 1988, he was president of the Parapsychology Association of Riverside. He was voted favorite optometrist by the readers of Riverside County in California's largest newspaper, and served for 2 years as director of continuing education for the California Optometric Association. Dr. William K. Dorrance, author of Encounters with God, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
What a career that you've had. You've touched so many people's lives, and you're doing that with your books and the speaking that you've been doing. The name of the book is Encounters with God. Talk to me about the first experience you had with God and how you were aware that this is God-related.
My father was an atheist, and during my first several years, if I ever heard the word God, it was a swear word. But when I was probably about 9 or 10 years old, my mother must have gotten my dad's permission to provide her children with a more balanced presentation of what religion and God might be all about. And when she tucked me into bed one night, she taught me the old English child's bedtime prayer, which goes, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." Because I was young enough to possibly still believe in the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, I immediately embraced God as an omnipresent presence. And I very strongly believe that any parent who doesn't take advantage of this young and impressionable period in a child's life to introduce them to God is missing a great opportunity, because once people have formed their opinions and they know everything and it's hard to change their beliefs, it's very likely too late to introduce them to God.
The book is, I just want to mention, the book Encounters with God. The book's available wherever books are sold. William K. Dorrance is the author and our guest on the program. An interesting concept, because at that age, children are sort of receptive to every message, aren't they? They haven't been told, no, it's not that way. You have to believe this. You can't believe that. They're really open to this.
That's right. And I've, of course, tried to, like everybody else, provide people with a different perspective of just about anything you can think of. And it's like, you know, pulling teeth. It's very hard to do. And anybody who reads my book would hopefully come away with the conclusion that being aware of God's presence in their life is the most important gift that can be bestowed on anybody. And unfortunately, way back in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, when people were asked if they believed in God, 98% of the people said they believed in God, but that percentage has gradually started to decline in 1950s. And now, at least 20% of the population no longer believes. And so everybody's relationships more or less come and go, and the only relationship that we have that's going to last us forever is our relationship with God. So that one's very precious and important.
You've done an excellent job in laying out encounters with God. You answer a lot of questions that people have had since a young age and still struggling trying to find the answers. Have you experienced mystical encounters with God yourself that you would put in the mystical category?
The first mystical or really bizarre, unbelievable experience that I had, which when I try to share things with atheists and agnostics, they really freak out. But anyway, I was sitting in church when I was 13 years old, and listening to a sermon, when all of a sudden the congregation and the minister sort of faded from my awareness, and I heard the voice of God tell me the three primary religious teachings in the world's divinely inspired religions. I've had lots of other weird experiences, but
Yes.
that was sort of the basis, or sort of set the stage for all of the experiences that followed.
What did that do to you at a young age? Did that just really encourage this look that you've had, this fascination, this trying to understand religion and all the questions I talked about in the beginning? Is that where this really began, this thirst for the knowledge to try for yourself to answer some of these questions?
Well, a couple years later, when I was in high school and I was reading the New Testament and reading the words of Jesus, I became very much convinced that God spoke through Jesus. And I wanted very much, I was very envious and jealous of those people that 2,000 years ago could actually hear divinely inspired words and not teachings that had been passed through
Yes.
centuries and multiple people before it finally got to me. I really wanted to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, in effect. And so I prayed. My prayers were more like pleadings for God to lead me to a divinely inspired spiritual teacher. And those prayers over a period of several years or a few decades were answered in a sequence of experiences that scientists would call paranormal and not believable things that couldn't possibly happen, but they happened, and they ultimately led me to an avatar, which and the avatar Satya Sai Baba is pictured on the cover of my book.
Yes, we have that up on the screen for the video portion right now.
But
What is an avatar? What is an avatar?
well, in Christianity, we have Jesus, who is described as the only begotten Son of God, and we have all these spiritual t teachers in the Old Testament, but in India, they have a concept that is quite unique. They have the concept of God being born within a human body.
What was the impact that what we see in the book cover, that that avatar, what was the impact that that had on you? How did that person change your life?
Well, this series of experiences ultimately led to my becoming aware in 1986 of the avatar Satya Sai Baba, it seemed kind of incredible or hard to believe that God would actually be born into a normal human body in order to uplift or teach people about spiritual things. So I was rather skeptical that my prayers to be led to a divinely inspired spiritual teacher had really been answered. So when I went to India to confirm whether or not Satya Sai Baba really was a divinely inspired spiritual teacher, he was about to give his annual Christmas discourse, which he was about to give as we were checking into our accommodations at the ashram. And so we hurried to get in where there were over 15,000 people waiting for his annual Christmas discourse. And he walked out from the back of the stage, walked down the steps, and walked sort of in amongst the people in the audience, and slowly worked his way over to where I was sitting. And when he got to as close to me as he possibly could without actually stepping on somebody, he stared into my eyes. And as he stared into my eyes, my chest, my heart filled with so much love that I thought it was going to burst. And I knew at that moment that my prayers had been answered, that God really had led me to a divinely inspired spiritual teacher. And because Satya Sai Baba has written over 15 books, and his speeches are recorded and put into books, I knew that it was possible for me to have access to divinely inspired knowledge that hasn't been passed through from one generation to the next.
Yes.
And that... So that was in 1986, and it would have been in the 1950s that I would have prayed to be led to a divinely inspired teacher. So it took all those years for my prayers to be answered, in the sense that I was confident and sure that God answered my prayers. But my book reveals the long sequence of steps that God took to eventually get me to India.
The book is Encounters with God. Our guest is William K. Dorrance, D-O-R-R-A-N-C-E. Book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What an amazing story. And how did that change your life? You had prayed for someone, not just something that's been handed down for century after century, someone that you could relate to, somebody that you could listen to, somebody that you could study. How did that change your life when you had that experience in India?
Because of the experiences that I'd had, experiences that really weren't normal, experiences that led up to that, I had this really strong feeling that God wasn't just doing this for my own benefit, but he was doing it because he wanted me to share my experiences with others. But my experiences are called paranormal and not believable and not real by the scientific community. And it's the scientific community that I mostly wanted to persuade or convince that they should add God's souls in an afterlife to their list of the aspects of reality, instead of ignoring them and disparaging people who express belief in God. And that the challenge of writing such a book just seemed overwhelming. And about 7 years ago or so, I'm now 83 years old, I became afraid I was going to die without having even attempted to do what I felt God wanted me to do, which was to share my experiences and to try and prove to people who are skeptics and atheists that there's an abundance of evidence that we have a soul, that we have life after we die, and that God is the creator, the basis, the creation of everything. And so I fortunately received what must have been God's help or assistance in the whole process of putting together the book. But I had one before I went to India. I went to a psychic, and I went to the psychic because I'd had psychic experiences, and I had this feeling if I could control my psychic experiences, I could go to India and I could know for sure whether or not Sai Baba was the real deal or not, or just some kind of a fraud. And she told me to keep a notebook under my bed, and when I wake up, pick it up and write what comes to me. And that next morning when I picked up the notebook, I wrote, "When the beautiful, profound thoughts pass through me in perfect prose, if I am quick enough, I can write them down as if they are mine. But if I delay, the words no longer flow with beauty or ease. I cannot be the source of these thoughts if they just pass through me, but the recipient joined in oneness with God." And so much of the book has been written when I wake up at 3 in the morning.
Wow.
And pick up that notebook.
Yes.
Because, you know, the perspective, that the spiritual perspective is far beyond our normal everyday thinking as a man or a woman. And so to write the book, I needed some assistance, and God provided it for me over the 5, 6, 7 years that I wrote the book.
The book is Encounters with God by William K. Dorrance, Dorrance. The book available wherever books are sold. It's so well laid out, and it sort of follows in sequence in the questions that you ask, questions that I brought up at the beginning of the conversation, are all laid out and answered in Dr. Dorrance's book, Encounters with God. With all the evidence for God, why is it belief, isn't the belief supported by the science community? Why is it something that they're contrarians in their thoughts?
When science originally started to form or evolve, all of the really influential men who created the concept of science and investigating the natural world were Christians. They were deeply believed in God, but it's kind of a cop-out to attribute whatever is you're trying to investigate to saying, well, God did it, so that became
Yes.
for
Yes.
strictly forbidden and discouraged. And over the centuries and generations, gradually scientific disciplines or communities developed sort of a hostile attitude towards those people who wanted to investigate phenomena that looked like they had a strong provided evidence for God or souls or anything of a spiritual nature. And it's just gradually became a cultural thing where, unfortunately, scientific disciplines have become atheistic disciplines.
Such an interesting question, and we understand. We go back to what we talked about at the beginning. As a young child, your mind is open to this. It seems like as we get older, we have these concepts in our mind, and we don't want to hear anything contradictory because that's the way we believe, and that's the way we're going to continue to believe. Such a powerful book, Encounters with God by William K. Dorrance, the author and our guest on the program. Time going by way too quickly. You use the terms esoteric and exoteric believers. What are the definitions of those? What do you mean by that?
Most people are exoteric believers, and that's basically the way we experience the world. We see things apart from us. And so when a person hears about God, they tend to think that God is external to them, separate from them.
What do you hope the reader takes away in reading your book, Encounters with God? When they read this, what do you hope the result is for the person reading the book?
I didn't really write the book in the hopes that people who have faith and belief in God and are comfortable with their religion, I didn't write it for them. In fact, Satya Sai Baba says that he didn't come to start a new religion. He came to enable people to dive deeper into their own religion. And so I wrote my book primarily in the hope that it would influence people who are agnostics, who really don't necessarily believe or tend to be attracted to religion. And I wrote my book in the hopes that I could fill the book with so much concrete, rational evidence
Yes.
for God and for their own spirituality, their own soul, and the awareness that their life is preparation for what's going to happen after they've died, and that life doesn't end or consciousness anyway, and their reality doesn't end with their death. And the most important relationship that anybody has is their relationship with God and their awareness of God. And the primary audience that I hoped would read the book are those people who do not embrace God, who do not embrace religion. And through reading my book, their attitudes and beliefs would change to something more positive.
The book is Encounters with God. You start off with what science ignores and then what Christianity ignores. You do an excellent job of laying this out. The book is so well done, and it's available wherever books are sold. Encounters with God by William K. Dorrance, our guest on the program. Sir, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You've done an excellent job laying out the book and the presentation and answering so many people's questions that people have had for years, and they just don't give it the thought which you have given it. And you really have people stopping and thinking and reevaluating and reassessing. And I thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bratton. I appreciate the interview and the opportunity to share my book or the awareness of the existence of my book with others.
Well, there's so much more, and hopefully we'll have another opportunity to talk about this and some of the topics that that are brought up in the book. Information on the book, of course, at Amazon. You can Barnes & Noble. You can get more information there. Order the books there as well. And we've got the Amazon page for Dr. Dorrance on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Encounters with God. William K. Dorrance, D-O-R-R-A-N-C-E, is the author. More on today's program. You're listening to This Week in America, and we have more right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.